So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
98.5 KRZ. Yo, it's Lissa and Justin. We were just talking about our friends with January birthdays. I think December birthdays apply to this as well. Your kids have birthdays, one in December and one in January.
Yep, and this is the first year that we didn't have individual parties. We're having a party together, and now this thing is like, oh man, we probably shouldn't do that.
No, I think that's cute. Let me tell you why. My brother and I have birthdays 4 days apart in October, and we always had a joint birthday party, and it made it even more special for me, so I really think they'll enjoy that.
You didn't feel like you got gypped?
No, I loved it.
Yeah, because that's kind of like, we wanted to, instead of doing two like little things, we wanted to do something big, like, you know, spend a weekend at like Kalahari or something like that. Like,
trust me, they will go bonkers. You'll just have a blast. I think that's a really good decision. But you were just reading something where some people who have January birthdays don't even celebrate it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty sad when I started reading it. And then I posted it on Facebook and it, people are confirming it. So what the research, they said that 41% of people who have birthdays in January either don't celebrate at all or tend to delay / postpone any sort of celebration until February. And they say that most adults who have 42% of adults who have birthdays in January never have a party when they're an adult.
Oh, January people, you deserve
never.
A party.
Not what, just never. 40-something percent said never. That just baffles my mind.
Sometimes weather might be a factor also. But I think December and January, you guys really do get the shaft. You should have a giant party. All of you should come celebrate together.
They say people are getting like worn out from all the social gatherings from November and December. And they just feel like, ugh, another party in January. Like,
here's the key. If you make it a no present situation, you say no gifts, please. I'm adamant about this no presents because everyone is financially tapped this time of year. So I do think that's also something you should consider. But if you just say come, it'll be at my house, super cash, charcuterie board. We're going to watch some TV, going to play some games.
Can you say bring some wine or a dessert or something?
Maybe
can you
something
do that?
To pass.
Yeah.
But not a gift. Now, Jen, listening on 107.9 in the Poconos, your January birthday, do you celebrate?
I used to have parties every year when I was in school. And then things got a little more boring as I grew up. I didn't have as many friends.
I do think also as we grow up, like you just said, it's less of a hype for your birthday. When you're an adult, I mean, it's not so much a hoopla.
Yeah, and once I turned 30, it was like I was mourning my 20s. So
oh, mourning.
I cried.
Do you feel like you get gypped because your birthday's January?
Yeah, cool. I do. My mom complained about it all the time growing up. She's got December with the gift and then January right after. So she usually get my presents all together.
At least you got a party in school. The summer kids never get a party in school. When you're a school-age kid, that is a bonus when you have a birthday that's during the school year.
I think the summer kids have it way better, but did I hear somebody's birthday was January 27th because we're twins?
Oh, that's my dad, yeah.
Aw. Well, allow us to say right now, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jennifer. You are awesome. Yes, you are.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that. This is the only love I'm
going to
get.
I hope not. Call us anytime.
Thank you, Lissa. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one. That's the only love I'm going to get. That might be the saddest sentence I've ever heard.
I know. Boy, come on.
Jen, call us back on your birthday. We'll do something for you.
98.5 KRZ.